to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live on this Thursday, the 17th of January, 2007. I was not able to attend my own program yesterday. I have a lot of stuff on my plate, and I just could not do the show yesterday. So consequently, you got a rerun. At any rate, we're live today. I've got a guy coming on air that he's contacted me. And we're going to put his story out. His name is Eugene B. Colson, and he's former Intel Special Ops. The guy was one of their MK Ultra people, you know, the mind control people. And we'll be talking with him in just a couple of minutes here. And here's an update, ladies and gentlemen, on the meetup groups out there for the Ron Paul. Many of you people out there have stated that, well, you know, the official Ron Paul campaign, he's got some of the wrong people in there doing some of the wrong things. Well, a lot of it is inexperience. The people I'll be meeting with this weekend, combined political experience, about 140, 150 years. And this is going to be for the meetup side of the Ron Paul campaign. This is going to have nothing to do with the official campaign. We're just going to take all these volunteers out here and all the boots on the ground. We're going to help organize them, and the money will be flowing for TV and radio ads very, very shortly. You know, we're serious about getting this guy in the White House, and the money that's stepping up to the plate here, they need him in the White House because they know, as well as everybody that's a listener to this network, if we don't get this guy in office politically, we are dead. And we're suffering under no illusions, folks. You know, this is a very complex world. Does one guy running for one office, is he going to make the difference? Is it going to be an overnight change? We didn't fall off the turnip wagon yesterday. We know that this is going to be an uphill fight, but we also understand the benefits of a constitutionalist being in office. That means a lot of bills ain't going to be signed that are unconstitutional. And the Congress and the Senate are going to be real, real busy for the next 4 years anyhow, trying to CYOB, that's right, covering their own butts, for all the financial mistakes that they have made with their planning and their programs and what that has actually accomplished inside the United States. You know the story. We've been living it. I don't need to go into those details. At any rate, I had the confirmation phone call today. Having gotten that phone call, we haven't given ourselves a name. We probably will be nameless. But this meeting will take place this weekend, and we're going to kick this thing into high gear with not only our well wishes, but with the checks from the people that understand that this man has to be in the White House in 2009, a year from now. And that really the only fair chance that we have in restoring this republic, folks, it's not a kind of sort of maybe option. It's a must. Once that is accomplished, then there's a lot of work to be done once the campaign is over with. Folks, it takes a lot to reconstruct. It takes a lot to reconstruct the republic of which they've tried to deconstruct, but folks, it's going to win high gear, and we'll be working overtime on it. We'll be right back.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Back. I have online with me today Eugene B. Colson. He's been on previous radio broadcasts before. And Eugene, how would you classify yourself?
Well, I'm a shadow warrior. I grew up in MK Ultra, which is CIA mind control. And then when the Senate canceled that in 78, the CIA just created Operation Monarch, which is the same thing, business as usual. My operational name for Delta Force is General Eugene B. Colson. My operational name for SEAL is SEAL Captain Eugene B. Colson. My operational name for Force Recon is Major General Boyle T. Browning. And I wrote three editions of the classified book, Advanced Infantry Tactics, under that name. My operational name for Green Bay, or the Green Beret, is made famous as Captain James T. Wheeler, the Battle of Jackass Straits, 1274, Vietnam. My operational name, later Single Star. My operational name for the Rangers, made famous as Major Lindsey Thompson, known as Lawrence of Afghanistan during the Russian-Afghan War, later Single Star. And my operational for the Air Force is Flight Commander Fulbert Hal Philip Tompkins, and I wrote the classified book At a Mind Control Level, Advanced Fighter Tactics. On that, I make note, I am not fully pilot qualified, but if you're Delta Force or SEAL rated and you can fly the simulator, you go up in the real deal, and I flew a lot.
All right. Now, since the CIA started up their Monarch program, has that come under any new operational names? Because Monarch is well known.
I'm not aware of that. One correction, though. I listened to your promo when you were talking about bringing me on. I'm not an intel guy. I'm a hitter. I'm a military, attack, assault, sniper, and an assassin. I'm not an intel guy. That was never part of my purview.
Okay. All right. But you were involved in special operations all over the globe. How long were you operational?
In 1973, they sent me over to Vietnam to get my sniper training when I was 16, and I was being sniper trained by Alex Luan, known as a walking arsenal in Vietnam. I did four missions with him, got a lot of kills, but if you're a good shot, you went out with him, you'd have got a lot of kills because he was that good. And then the NBA Special Ops Company showed up just south of the DMZ, and they put me as a tag-along with three LERP teams and two Marine Scout snipers to find them to call in a napalm strike. Well, we spent the night in the bush, and the next morning we came out in the clearing of family-sized rice paddies, and they were behind a knoll 40 yards in front of us. Well, I was close to the rear. I fired, maneuvered, circled around, and I killed them all. And that fast-tracked me to everything. They tell every Marine and most Army guys in boot camp about Bunker Hill. One man with conviction took out the NVA Special Ops Company by himself. But nobody ever asked why that man never got the Medal of Honor. That's because it was me. I was 16. I wasn't supposed to be there. And I've been operational since then. I'm still operational. They still use me.
And
if I knew how to break free, I would.
And how is this? How do they access you and click your programming on? I mean, how exactly does that work?
Well, in my case, I use a harmonic balancer, and they've been doing it since I was 5 years old. Sometimes I use code words. I don't believe that works on me anymore. They have to use a specific harmonic balancer because my programming has broken down extensively. And initially, all those five operational personalities were different personalities, but they all blended into me, and they all became me. And when they would, later on, they'd yank me on a mission, I'd say, okay, who do you want me to be this time? Okay, you're this guy. Okay, this is who I am. I can also tell you how to recognize if you're a mind control victim.
How is that?
If you close your eyes when you're about to go to sleep and you see a lightning storm or multicolored flashing lights, when you think your thoughts, in my case, you probably think your thoughts mostly concepts, some verbal. My thoughts are all verbal. I do see the pictures in my head like you do. But prior to me integrating my brain, there was like a conversation going on between one side of the brain and the other side of the brain whenever you're trying to figure something out. It was a conversation. If you have missing time, you have anxiety attacks, you have a constant deja vu feeling, and you constantly have the feeling you're above yourself, looking down upon yourself, guess what? You're probably a mind control victim.
Now, and I have to ask this question, Eugene, because you've given your operational names. They're aware of you out there talking. Why do they not call you in for a mission and just eliminate you? Because obviously your programming is broken down, and you now have become a danger to their operational security.
Oh, I'm sure they've tried. Well, they have tried that a number of times, but I've always become victorious. Anybody who's ever tried what I did in combat is dead. You know, all the tactics in advanced infantry tactics with stuff I would just come up with on the fly, and they'd stand back and they'd go, wow, what was that? You know, I'd explain it to them. And then it became a standard special ops tactic. And most of the tactics I got from ancient history and movies and kids' games. I just adapt them to modern military use. Like one standard military ranger operational special ops attack is the Bull's Head formation. And I did that on the fly in Bosnia in 94. Where did I get the idea for the Bull's Head formation? The old movie, it was Rod Steiger, Zulu. I just took the Zulu bull's head formation assault, and I adapted it to modern battlefield tactics, and it worked first time, every time.
So you're an innovator in battlefield tactics, but you were more involved in assassinations, sniper missions. So
no, it was mixed. You know, it just depended on the mission. If it was a sniper mission, like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Columbia 1277, where we took out the seven lesser drug lords and consolidated five under Pablo Escobar, under the CIA, hence the title Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. And that was a sniper mission. But if it was a military assault, you know, it'd be an assault. You'd use different weapons. When I was a sniper, on most assaults, if it was a larger organized assault, like the 69 attack, my main weapon was Remington M16 long rifle, series 1 through 7.
Mr. Escobar had a lot of help. A lot of people do not understand how, and monetarily, I mean, this changed forever. The landscape, say, in Florida, California, we had Mr. Escobar that was running so many drugs into this. Chances are, ladies and gentlemen, if you're one of those experimental children left over from the 60s and you were snorting cocaine back in the 80s, chances are that was a Pablo Escobar drug deal that was made possible, and these drugs brought into the United States. But understand this, it also created a lot of investment capital. A lot of the businesses that you still see in business today, they got their money off of the drug craze, and this wonderful drug that would just energize you and make you feel invincible. Yeah, the cocaine that came flowing into this country back in the 80s, chances are, you were probably a recipient of one of the Escobar deals. Now, talking about, Eugene, talking about the great amount of money that was to be made off of this, off of the Escobar deal, have you ever sat down and really figured out how much of that money went directly into the CIA pocketbooks?
I have no idea. But while we're talking about Pablo, Pablo did not die in 93 in Medellin. That was a body double. Pablo was ordered out of the drug trade because he was too high profile and he was killing too many people. So Pablo could no longer make money making cocaine, so Pablo decided to make money. He had U.S. Mint ink and paper and almost got his hands on Philadelphia Mint plates. And there was a deal brokered, an unsolved murder in Westwood in 95, where, are you still there? My phone's clicking.
Yes, no, we're here.
An unsolved murder in Westwood in 95, I believe it was on the 12th floor, that's Westwood, L.A., where a New York mobster, a Colombian mobster, two attorneys, a 350-pound, 6'6" bodyguard, and a blonde hooker were killed. And two people were seen running around in the upper floors in ninja outfits. Well, that's an unsolved murder. That's where the plates were going to be brokered. And then we went to go get Pablo, and it was me and Warrant Officer Alex Luan, who was also Delta Force, and I've been told he's dead now. He was known as the Walking Arsenal in Vietnam, and he was the most notorious sniper in Vietnam. He made Hancock look like a kindergartner.
In the shadowy areas, now most people do not know of operations that you've seen and you've been a part of. They look at a movie like, say, the Jason Bourne trilogy here. There was three movies done. With just what the public has seen, and you've described the Jason Bourne type character as just being a spy, not an operational type of guy.
Incorrect.
I'm sorry, say again?
Incorrect.
Go ahead.
It was a woman. The most of what you see in those movies was based on a woman. And she was a superstar, and they started having me train her from the time she was 8. She doesn't even know how many languages she speaks. I know who she is. She's in New York. Unfortunately, she's still being heavily mind-controlled. I went up there and see if we could get together and get some things going, but she was so heavily mind-controlled that she started acting out that I was her perpetrator when I wasn't. And so I had to leave. I feel sorry for this woman. I'd still do anything I could for her, but it was a woman, not a man.
All right. We'll take the break here. My guest today, Eugene B. Colson. You've heard of some of his particulars. I'm sure we're going to learn a lot more here during this edition of the National Intel Report. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, folks. Please stay tuned.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Eugene,
yeah.
The situation. How long were you one of these shadow warriors? Now you
still am.
You still are.
Yes.
And there's no way that you can break this programming?
Well, I remember one of the access codes that they used on many, many people. It's Axion, A-X-I-O-N. That does not work on me anymore. They use the harmonic balancer on me, and that works. But when they do get inside my head, I know who I am, and I'm not happy. Recently I woke up on a mission last week, and I did the whole mission as myself. And that made them quite nervous. I don't want to get into specifics on that mission at this time, but it scared the hell out of everybody.
Well, and if we can bring this current day, there's been a lot that's been going on inside of Iran. The special operations groups are in there working to try to destabilize I'll get his name out.
Ahmadinejad, or whatever it is.
Yeah, Ahmadinejad. There we go.
Well, the problem with Iran is prior to Gulf 3 happening, via the Internet, the CIA contacted me, and they wanted to know how to find Saddam's bio and chemical weapons. And the first thing I said, well, what about my retirement benefits and back pay? They said, well, we'll work on that. And I said, well, if you want to find the bios and chems, they'll be screening forward and aft of the five Russian nuclear warheads that we knew he had. And I said, this is how you're going to find them. Because these guys got degrees coming out the gazoo, but there's too intelligent to figure out the least common denominator, simple solution. I said, all you have to do is satellite in on the caravans of the Mujahideen, on the Arabian horses, the one-hump camels with the Afghan war dogs in southwestern Iraq, and you will find the nukes buried in caves. Guess what? Not only did they find the five, they found a lot more. And I got this confirmed by Delta Force operator Mitch Malafonte, who I have been told is dead because I met him over the Internet. And he was screaming bloody murder for me to get my benefits and retirement. And I've been told that he was set up on a mission to be killed because he would not shut up. Now, Iran, prior to this happening, Iran was sold three old SS-303s, which are intermediate-range ICBMs that the Russians would haul around in the May Day parade. They don't work. It's not a question of when Iran gets nukes. It's when they got the three ones they got to work.
Well, we have seen just recently the story that came out, and this was actually broadcast on Israeli radio. George Bush is back inside country. He came back today. This was put out on the air, and I'll read this exactly how it came out of the veteransforcommonsense.org. They were the first ones to break the story. Wire services, U.S. President George W. Bush promised Israel's opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu that the United States will join the Jewish state in a nuclear strike against Iran, Israeli radio reported today. And we're going back to January 10 on this story. Prime Minister Netanyahu, opposition Likud Party's hardline chairman who opposes the U.S.-backed Annapolis peace process, reiterated to President Bush's stance that the preemptive nuclear strike against Iran's nuclear installations was the only way to stop the Islamic nation's nuclear weapons ambitions. I told him, and Bush agreed, Netanyahu told Israeli radio. And they met at the King David Hotel in Jerusalem, and during their 45-minute meeting, Netanyahu also told Bush that Jerusalem belongs to the Jewish people and will remain under Israeli sovereignty for eternity. Now, Bush issued a stark warning to Iran over the Straits of Hormuz incident, saying that all options are on the table to protect our assets. Now, this has to do with last week's story here in the Straits of Hormuz, that three Iranian gunboats approached a couple of Navy ships and threatened them. True or not true?
The plan to, and I know this for a fact because they had me plan it, the plan to hit Iran has already been made and is in place. They came to me 2 years ago and asked me to plan it, and I did. And I also, prior to Gulf II starting, you know, the second Gulf War, when they came to me, they came to visit me. I told them, after I told them how to find the nukes, I said, let me take a look at the plans. I'll see what you got. Well, naturally, it came to me in a mind-control state, got inside my head. And they were going to do a three-week air softening up campaign, and they were going to do numerous parachute drops up north. And I told them, I said, you dumb MFs want to get more guys killed and waste more billions of dollars that you don't have to? And they said, well, no. I said, then start the air campaign and the ground assault at the same time. They'll surrender just as quickly. And they said, well, what about all these generals and all these armies? I said, you got the effing cell phone numbers of these generals? They said, yes. I said, then call them up. And they said, well, what should we do with the British? I said, give them the closest city to the border, because while we're taking the center of Baghdad, they'll have it encircled because they're so slow. And that's exactly what happened, and I verified that with numerous troops, that they changed the plans right before they went out.
There was a movie that was recently released, Charlie Wilson's War. How much of that is true?
I have not seen the movie. I was a big part of Uncle Ollie Ops in Central and South America. And I was, you know, the biggest hero the Mujahideen ever had in southern Afghanistan.
Now, this, for all intents and purposes, when you come out and say that Iraq had nuclear weapons, they just didn't have any deliverable device, this would seem to play into the neocon strategy that Saddam Hussein really was a bad guy, and he had to be eliminated. I want you to pick up with that when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I will open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Eugene, what we left off prior to the break, please continue.
Okay, well, we have to take several steps back. Step number one, if Gore was president, we'd still be in Iraq. Then we step back further under the Clinton administration. Do you remember the 1997 baby formula milk raid?
Barely. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, what was that was, is I was leading Force Recon as Major General Boyle T. Browning, and we had Terminator series night vision, which is like a motorcycle helmet with a visor screen where you got a HUD display on it, and it's hooked to a computer on your back, which is hooked to the front of your weapon like Miles gear, and wherever you pointed your weapon was accurate to 700 meters, and we had M16A3s. And our mission was at the Advanced Weapons Depot to take out 3 next-generation Chinese Scuds, which was below a fighter air force base on the extreme east side of Baghdad, and they had a barracks with over 1,000 troops, hence Force Recon. And there were fighters on the tarmac. Well, we took out all the guards, and there was the caretaker in the warehouse, and They brought him to me, and he says, if I show you something, will you spare my life? I said, sure, what do you got? We uncrated a 1962 Bay of Pigs tactical nuclear warhead with Cuba written on it, and it was oscillating over 180 rads. He said it was one of three. He didn't know where the other two were. And then I got on SATCOM, ended up speaking to President Clinton, and that's why it was such a big raid. We brought it back. Now we go to 1199. Now, in the Israeli papers, I believe it was on January 2nd, 99, they reported that there was a giant Scud aimed at Jerusalem that was blown up. It was not a giant Scud. It was a 1966 SS-303 delivery system on a 60-degree launch angle aimed 251 degrees at Jerusalem. The fueling truck was there. It was totally rebuilt. The 85-megaton warhead was en route, so we blew the delivery system. Then we go to 12/25/99. This was a SEAL mission, as Captain Colson, me, and our mission was to blow up two next-generation Scuds on a barge on the Euphrates. We untarped them. They had Korean written all the way over them. They were real rusty, 1959 written on the warheads. There were 25 hairless dead rats up near the warheads. A cat was chewing on one of them. Its hair and teeth fell out, and it was bleeding. I pulled everybody back. There was a Russian Geiger counter in the guard shack, and they were oscillating over 550 rads. So we just set it on fire and sunk it. Saddam fished those out. Now, a week later, this one was called the Kelly's Heroes Mission because we commandeered three T-72 tanks in Iraq and went to another site where Saddam had a 1968 SS-303 broken down, ready to retrofit. The warhead was off in the distance, picketed by lead shields about a third of a mile out. All the Arabs were in the prayer tent praying to go to paradise, so we sent them. And then when we got to the warhead, everybody was afraid to hop the wall and hook the sky hook on it. I said, well, what's it oscillating? They said, just over 300 rads. They lied. I put the suit on, got some kind of shot of something, jumped the wall, got a migraine, threw up. It was 650 rads. Hooked it on. I was only over there for seconds. So hopefully that doesn't eventually kill me. And that was on 1/1/2000 under President Clinton. And that was a 155-megaton warhead that I was told by a pararescue guy was taken to Elgin Air Force Base.
If I'm hearing your message here, then we were justified with going after Saddam Hussein.
Well, I put this all on George Sr.'s fault. He should have taken him out in 91.
And I was told that SEAL teams were then striking distance of Saddam Hussein back in Gulf War One, Part One. And they did not do it.
I did not know that, but there was a European team that was going in to get Saddam Hussein. And then when the things were released, the CIA signed off on it, and then it was canceled, and they told Saddam they were coming, gave him the plans, and several of them were killed, but they were able to evac.
All right, so what was the endgame scenario as far as Iraq goes? To take out Saddam Hussein, bust the country up into different little provinces, and have the United States in there with their military bases? What was the endgame scenario to that deal?
I can't guess. You're talking politics now. I'm just a hitter. I spoke with Catherine Harris, who was running for the Senate in Florida, and she says, well, how do we exit Iraq? I said, listen, I developed a plan to take Iraq. You're talking politics. How do you exit? I have no clue. Now, I can only guess at, you know, number one, we had to take out the nukes. And we had to remove Saddam or he would get more nukes. There are so many Russian nuclear warheads floating around this world that, and Russia made so many, they don't even know how many they made. None of them work, but you got the basic machinery there, which can be rebuilt.
And how does this play out? And again, this is political, but I have been watching Israel for a number of years. We made sure that they had the nuclear technology. They have up to, I've heard, anywhere between 300 and 400 operational nukes, and with every system imaginable for delivery. And what is the big deal? The Middle East right now seems to be extremely upset with Israel. They don't like their neighbors having nuclear weapons. And the argument that I've given about Ahmadinejad, which he, in fact, has a nuclear program, but if we listen to Ahmadinejad with what he wants to do with nuclear power, it's to use that power for one reason only, and that's generating electricity. As we look around the world, take France, for instance, the 80% of their electricity that's generated in France is by nuclear operations. So as I look at Israel versus the Islamic states over there, are they not justified in obtaining some nuclear weapons for defensive purposes against a country that has up to 400 of these nuclear devices?
Well, you know, I guess Ahmadinejad is going to hang those three SS-303s on his mantle. Now, if he's doing this all for peaceful purpose, every major intelligence network in the world knows what I'm just saying. Okay, he's trying to rebuild those nukes. Okay, now to justify Israel's defense, we're going to have to go back to the Gulf War in 1991 when Saddam started launching Scuds on Israel and Saudi Arabia. And once they started launching Scuds, I was yanked in front of my house in California, driven as fat by the walking arsenal, and he said, remember everything I taught you about interrogation. This will be the most serious mission you'll probably ever be on. They took me to JPL. There was a Loesch waiting. It flew as fast as it could to Edwards and next to Blackbird. It was flamed. Three guys helped me to an oxygen gravity suit. I sat in the front seat 2.5 hours later, landing in Bahrain. That's 5760 knots at 7/8 throttle, faster than they're supposed to go. And when we landed, the plane was no longer black. It was burnt orange. And then I worked all day, so I insisted on a shower. They didn't like that. And when I got to the Situation Room, I was handed a set of orders by Schwarzkopf, said number one, by the president direct to Colonel Colson of Delta Force. It said, number one, get the Cornets and the Scuds any way possible, as fast as possible. Number two, get my team away safely. And then he explained to me that Israel was at DEFCON 2 because if one bio hit Israel, Israel nukes its enemies. All hardened silos and subs in the United States were at DEFCON 2, and you can verify this with anybody that knows about that. The Middle East was DEFCON 2. The rest of the Air Force world was DEFCON 3, which means their planes are in the running, they're loaded, they're ready to go. And Russia was at DEFCON 3 coming up to 2, because if one bio hit Israel, Israel nukes its enemies, and Russia nukes us, we all die.
Well, let me stop you here. If Israel was attacked with a biological weapon, how would they know who launched it?
Israel told us where the Scud Command Center was. So we did a high-speed, low-altitude jump from a Bronco, a Delta Force team. I had three SATCOM laptop techs and two Kuwaiti cousins of the Shah or Sheikh, whatever that guy in Kuwait calls himself, intelligence officers. It was 100 miles due south of Baghdad. It was a regular nuclear-style bunker, but it only had a regular steel commercial door. So we performed emergency tracheotomies on the guards. The operation's a success. The patient never lives. We blew the door. Anybody diving for their computer, we neutralized. Zip-tied everybody's hands behind their back. And then I sliced and diced a Republican Guard sergeant, two Iraqi lieutenants with the green berets, their command people, and one captain. And there was only the major and the colonel left. And Schwarzkopf was screaming at the top of his lungs, do not work on the major, because if the colonel doesn't talk, we need the major to get us the keys to get into the computer, get the coordinates. Entire coalition Air Forces was launched, looking for Scuds and awaiting coordinates. Right before the major circumcision on the colonel, he decided to talk. After I explained to him we were going to feed him his genitals and everybody else's and pieces of him after we put him on life support, he decided to talk. And there were 30 Scuds operational, 5 Scuds aimed at Saudi Arabia, 25 Scuds aimed at Israel. 18 of the 25 Scuds aimed at Israel were full bio. 6 of those bios were in launch mode. One was 100 feet off the ground when the F-16 got it with its Gatlin and missiles. Had it gone 200 feet, Bush had the football locked and loaded, and he was going to launch. And because of that, I averted World War III on my own action at that instant. That is why I'm still alive today, because they're afraid to kill me. They're afraid of that big fate issue. And Israel does need those nukes to defend themselves because of all these other nukes. Plus, we got the 100 missing suitcase nukes from Russia. Where did they go missing and when? They went missing in December of 86 in Afghanistan.
Excuse me, Eugene. I've got to break in at this point because I've been watching the politics as far as Israel's concerned. I've been watching who's been running that damn country. Do I think for a second that other countries in the Middle East would want to obtain nuclear weapons if Israel did not have any? The political goals of the people in the Middle East, if we were to listen to our own news media, which is nothing but a mouthpiece for government operations, well, then I'm to believe that George Bush has been correct with going into Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yes, you are correct. That is a correct statement. He is, that it is correct thing to do.
All right, so you just legitimized everything the neocons have been up to.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm telling you the truth, and what you take on that is up to you.
Well, how do I know that you're not an operational guy for the CIA for the mind control? And I know these people that listen to this network are not under the mind control or MK Ultra, or
at least if they don't remember, they don't know.
Well, and I know for one thing, I can account for every minute of the day I've been alive. So
I can't.
Well, I can, but at any rate, what you are doing right now on air is legitimizing this president of Mr. Bush. And
well, I have some serious problems with the president, but as far as what happened, if Gore was president, we would still be there. Now, I'm not.
We still are there.
The war is being totally mismanaged. The United States, to
Eugene,
this day,
Eugene, we're still there. We're not going anywhere. We've got the operational bases there. We are not going anywhere. We're going to go after Iran. We're going to go after Syria. And God knows who else in the Middle East, all at the behest of our friends, the Israelis.
It was part of my initial plan. I said when you hit the Syrian border in 03, it's just to make a left turn and take it to the Med. Because you got those 100 missing suitcase nukes. And from the intel we had at the time, I was told that most of those suitcase nukes, 100 missing suitcase nukes, ended up in Syria. They were captured in Afghanistan in December of 86, south of Kandahar.
Now, you would think with all this great stuff that George Bush could bring to the table to convince the American people that his mission in Afghanistan and Iraq, the ongoing mission that is not going to cease, this would have legitimized this president and everybody would have shut up about him. Why didn't he do it?
Well, I'm going to tell you why he didn't do it, because if the world knew everything that I'm telling you right now and knew how close we were to World War III, and it can still happen at any time. If 1% of the population worldwide said, why should I work? I'm going to party till I die. Then it would put the entire world into a worldwide depression. Federal Reserve Bank will not let this information out because they're trying to stabilize business for status quo.
Well, and it's collapsing as we speak anyhow, irrespective of anything else going on outside of that. They are their own worst enemies because their system is flawed and it's unraveling, and it doesn't take nuclear strikes to accomplish that.
Well, the unraveling that's taking place is part of their plan. They want to take this country down. They want to bring Europe up. They want this country to eventually go down. That is part of their plan.
Well, let me read you something here quickly from Dr. Jerry Corsi. Seven-year plan aligns U.S. with Europe's economy, rules regs to be integrated without congressional review. Six U.S. senators and 49 House members are advisors for a group working toward a transatlantic common market between the U.S. and the European Union. Their date is 2015. The Transatlantic Policy Network, a non-governmental organization headquartered in Washington and Brussels, is advised by the bipartisan Congressional TPN Policy Group, chaired by Senator Robert Bennett out of Utah. The plan, currently being implemented by the Bush administration with the formation of the Transatlantic Economic Council in April of last year, appears to be following a plan written in 1939 by a world government advocate who sought to create the Transatlantic Union as an international governing body. An economist from the World Bank has argued in print that the formation of the transatlantic common market is designed to follow the blueprint of Jean Monnet, a key intellectual architect for the European Union, recognizing that economic integration must inevitably lead to political integration. Read that, your world government. Is that why you're saying that the United States has to go down?
You know, you're getting into areas that I don't know about. I will tell you what I know. And the complete truth, unless if there's something I can't say, I will tell you I have no comment on that. And there are some things I cannot say at this point in time. I can tell you what I did, where I did it, what they had, and what I know. I can't comment on how it's going to go down. You know, there's a lot of scenarios. You know, there's that scenario of the Amero, the United States Canadian Mexican currency. I don't know much about that. I've just heard about it.
Let's go I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, as far as how it's going to go down, I don't know. You know, I'm a mind control military guy / assassin / military genius. Beyond that, I can't comment. I can tell you that the 100 missing suitcase nukes went missing in Afghanistan in 1986 when we captured an armor column, and they were in the last truck. But the two trucks in front of it were full of suitcase biobombs, all 1985 Russian issue, none of which were GPS'd. And they're still out there.
Let's go to the phones here, Ron in Granbury. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, that is a tough act to follow, isn't it?
Yep.
He knows all, done all, been there. Gee.
I don't know all, and I haven't done all, but I've done a lot, and I've been a lot, and I do know a lot.
Well, I think it's appropriate to say thank you for your service to this country, but gosh, seems like some of the stuff you've done might not have been a good thing, but who am I to make a judgment
on that? Well, many of the things I did were very terrible. Yes, they were.
I think we need to wake up our neighbors, and one of the things I might suggest is everybody buy a bunch of these Freedom to Fascisms and other videos about Ron Paul and get them out to the neighbor that doesn't have a computer and high-speed connection and all that kind of stuff. That's one of the reasons I called. Can I give you a website?
Sure, go ahead.
The name of it is $1DVDproject.com. And there's 22, 23 titles on there, a dollar a piece. Buy a bunch of them. Give them to your neighbors.
All right.
Wake up the masses.
Ron, I thank you for your call.
All right, sir.
War is the extension of politics, but we're talking about covert wars here, not the old let's line up and do the battle until the generals and the servicemen are all dead. We're talking today with Eugene B. Colson. I am a cynic, ladies and gentlemen, and I will maintain that position of cynicism. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
It would seem to me, Eugene, that if George Bush had the intelligence about suitcase nukes or Russian missiles that may or may not have worked, or had his hands on nuclear weapons that need to be repackaged to make them operational, it would seem to me that that this information would have been brought forth.
The World Bank is keeping it down, as I've said, and they are the ones that issue the real orders that run this world as far as these world leaders are concerned.
Let's go to Pamela in Atlanta. Hello, Pamela.
Hello, this is Pamela, and I'm sorry I have a cold, but is this Eugene? I'm a civilian, and I remember every crime against me. I'm a crime victim, rape, and aggravated stalking, one man convicted. And nuclear weapons, yes, that is a very interesting topic. However, we many people here are civilians, innocent civilians, being attacked with covert torture weapons. LRAD type microwave weapons. Why do you think that is?
Well, because the CIA has an unlimited budget from the black ops and the drug operations. They have no control. Nobody controls. Well, they are controlled, but they have no oversight. And if you gave all these mad scientists all this money and all this equipment, they could develop whatever they want. They could do genetic engineering. They could do whatever they want, and nobody could tell them no. Do you think they would say, no, we're not going to do it? These people have no morals. They have no ethics. They only care about themselves and their own and the perks that they can get doing this crap.
How can we stop them? I don't want to be tortured to death. Sorry.
Well, I don't want to be in this program. I didn't want to be in this program. I'd just soon be as normal as you or the commentator on the show.
We don't have a normal life. We are sitting here being ruined and have to climb back up again just to pay our rent. I come from gold money from both sides of my family. I don't understand why this has to be occurring, Eugene. And so I don't understand. I mean, you can talk, but I need answers as to why this is happening to me. I'm a rape and crime victim.
So am I.
Okay, so then what can we do to stop it?
Well, number one, in your mind, lose fear. Because
the
way
they fear. Do you think I'm afraid of these people? You've got to be kidding. I wish I could find them all. Can you join us and help us stop them? Who has fear?
I'm on the radio show. I'm doing everything I can to stop you. I mean, I've had numerous death threats, and every time they threaten to kill me or my ex-family or people around me, I tell them, go ahead. But you better get me first.
I know. I have death threats every day, and I'm being raped remotely by torture weapons.
Well,
I have to endure every 10 seconds attacks on my genitals and skin surface and my head.
I've heard about that. You know, I feel sorry for you. Our only, you know, ask God for help because, you know.
Let me ask a quick question here, Pamela. Why do you think you're being targeted?
Because I was, after being drug raped, organized criminals tried to befriend me like Lauterbach was, and I wouldn't be their sex slave, so.
Which mafia family? Gambino mafia family is heavily involved.
I don't know. Chicago? I mean, I'm not in there. I don't
probably
know.
Probably out of New York and New Jersey and other places like that, not Chicago.
Well, and there's a very simple answer to your question. Remember what John F. Kennedy said he wanted to do back in the 60s? He wanted to spread the CIA to the four winds. And there's still a contention today as to why he was actually murdered. But I can tell you one thing. If you've got a group, whether they're doing black operations or they're doing legitimate intelligence operations, if they've turned bad, you disband them. You take them apart. That's a simple answer to your question, but how many different layers do you have to get through to have that mission accomplished? That's your question. And who in this government, if we're to run an honest and above-board government and stand in our righteous stance against criminals around the world, then why the hell do we have so many criminals inside of our own government? These are the people you've got to get rid of first. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up. With